Hi guys, it's your girl Denny. This podcast is just going to be about how you interact with people wherever you are in the world and how it is. So I'm just gonna get right into it. Make sure to comment down in the whatever platform you're on, and please give me feedback because I love getting feedback back. So that's all I have to say. I hope you enjoyed the video or podcast. Bye. And if you want to help a girl out, please do not skip the Anchor ads. So bye. Hi, it's your girl Denny. Guys, I hope you guys are having the best day, best evening, best morning, best time, whatever time you guys are listening to this. It's 10:50 a.m. 11/11/2020. That feels like so weird saying, but okay. So this podcast, I feel like I've been wanting to film it, but I just haven't had I just haven't known that I wanted to film it. I don't know if that makes sense. I know I want to film it. It's an idea, but it's just, not in my head, you know? Okay. So, tomorrow, actually, on Saturday, I'm going to do a full get ready with me, which is, okay. Maybe I'll do it tonight, because I'm going to share with you guys, my podcast ideas that I'm planning. So, I have a fall life update, a Bloxburg giveaway. I've been saying this for a while. I just haven't found accounts that are actually, supporters of me. So, I can't give them away. A get ready with me, which I said I'm going to film tonight. What I eat in the day. I feel like that's, just a random, thing. But I feel like if I do what I eat in the day at a dorm or what I eat in a day at my house, that's something I do. Local news. I don't know what I meant by local news, but okay. And I also have Bloxburg a day in a life, so that's also local fast foods getting worse. I already done that. So I'm gonna delete it. Oh my gosh, I have hiccups. Oh no! Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh, okay. I just erased everything. And I'm having major hiccups. Oh my gosh. I'm gonna grab water. Okay, I got my water. Thank God that did not end badly. Okay, I'm going to, so my sister and I are going to do a part two of the podcast that we did a couple episodes ago. It was probably six episodes ago, I'm not really sure, but we did a podcast together. You guys really loved it, so I'm definitely gonna do one with her again. We were actually talking about it a couple days ago, so that's a work in progress. We just have to figure out what we're gonna do. I feel like I've done a podcast with her before, not the recent one, the one my first ever, one of my first ever podcasts. Let me try and look for it, but I definitely know I've done a podcast with her. She's not picking up, so whatever, but we've definitely did a podcast together before, recently. It's definitely been during the summer, so Let me see. Okay. I don't know. I actually don't know. Okay. But yeah. She didn't pick up. Let me like call her on her. She might be in class, but I'm just gonna bother her anyway. Wait, no. Let me do this instead. Yeah, so that is good.
$0.62. Please enter the telephone number you wish to call.
Just ignore how broke I am. I think that's her number. Okay, wait, I messed up. Oh my gosh. Okay, so this podcast, I said I was going to talk about something.
You have 1 minute remaining for this call. Please try again later.
She didn't even pick up. Okay, the audacity. Okay, basically, I said I was going to talk about how being rude to your friends, like, affects their mental illness. Obviously, I've done, like, 6 episodes about, like, mental illness. Like, that's, like, a thing I do, like, regularly. Like, I will not even be surprised. Like, that's something I do. Basically, this is not targeted to anyone. Okay. I just needed to say that. Needed to get that out of the way. When you say something like that affects other people. I've said this before, like every single podcast about mental illness. I've said that before. Like whatever you say affects everyone else. Like it might not seem like it, but it does. Got that cleared out of the way. If you say you don't like this person and you have a friend that does, you cannot stop them from doing, like, from being generous to them. That's not something you can stop. That is not something you cannot stop. Because that's how they were raised. That's how they're doing their stuff. Like, that should not even be a concern to you. Obviously, if it's affecting your friend group or something that happens regularly, you should talk to that person. But if you are going to, like, talk behind a person's back, if you're going to talk to other people about it, if you're going to ignore them, that's not something you should do. That should be very mature of you. And I just have to say that. I'm probably not going to post this until, like, I don't know, like 2 months later. But you should definitely be kind to other people because you do not know what goes on in their head. Like, that should be your concern. Like, is that something you should say? Is that something that everyone you think around you would appreciate? No, I'm not going to tell you to be mindful not to, like, care about anyone else, but, like, be at the limit where you could look at yourself and be like, okay, I need to limit myself from this, like, put boundaries between you guys, like, do something that is not toxic, like, put boundaries in between so that it does not become as toxic as your mental illness is getting worse or you're developing a mental illness. Like, that shouldn't be good for you. That's not healthy for anyone. There. What else do I need to say? This is really bad for me because I know it's in my head, but I can't, like, remember it. Okay. Okay. I don't remember anything. Like, I'm gonna call my sister again. Okay. And another thing, if you know, like, something's wrong with your friend, don't just, like, ignore it. Yeah. Okay. You guys heard that I'm going to Target. Woo-hoo. I don't know what I'm going for, but I'm definitely going for something. Okay. As I was saying, if you know something's wrong, chat with your friend. Do it. Like, just do it. You should be comfortable enough to do that. Like, if you haven't had this relate, like if your friend group isn't as bondaged or like as outgoing as you think it is, then you should definitely talk to the people in your friend group about that. This conversation is tough, even if you're in middle school, high school, college, whatever, elementary school, like whatever. It's a conversation that should be ongoing. Oh, and the thing I was about to say is, whatever. So I've said this, I think I've said this before in like other podcasts, but your friends, you're not, okay, so you're on the earth. Okay. I'm putting up the words. Oh my gosh, when you're supposed to get your hair done and now you can't. So now you have to look like a rat for a week. Yep, that's me. Oh my gosh, she got her hair half done. That's depressing. The other half is gonna look good and then the other half is gonna look like ratchet. Okay, sorry Lexi, sorry. Okay, as I was saying, you are on the earth not to like, okay, you're on the earth not to be yourself. You're on the earth to grow and to learn. If you're on the earth and you decide, okay, so if you come out of the womb, do you automatically know what you want to be when you grow up? Huh? No. So, do you expect yourself to be outgoing, to be confident, to be shy, to be whatever emotion you feel, whatever characteristic you have? Like, do you expect yourself to be that way? No. These are things that you're supposed to grow on. You're supposed to lose. You're supposed to get back. You're supposed to add to it. Like, these are stuff that no one can stop you from gaining. These emotions, characteristics, they come from trauma. They come from good vibes. They come from negative vibes. They come from amazing people. They come from negative people. They come from different types of people, but you're not supposed to be dependent on that. Like, you're not supposed to be dependent on that specific person. You're supposed to be dependent on yourself. Like, for example, if you go into a relationship, you're not supposed to be in a relationship that you are not fully developed in. If you're in a relationship for like high school sweethearts and you're growing up to go to college, you need to develop on your own in order to go into like an actual serious relationship. Because if you just go into a relationship and you're half developed or not even finished like starting developing, you can't even finish the relationship. Like, you can't even do that. Like, that's not even possible. You cannot do that. Like, no, ever. That's just bad for your mental health. That's bad for you. Like, I don't expect anyone to be perfect. Like, no one should be expected to be perfect. Like, not at all. So I just wanted to say that.
Expect
anyone. Oh, sorry. But yeah. I just had to say that. Like, that was like a good ongoing conversation. Okay. So a couple days ago. Oh. Okay, whatever. A couple days ago, I posted on my Snap story. I was like, there's like these fairy lights near my bed. And I was like, ask me a question about like the presidential debate and I'll answer it on my podcast. And the only person who actually answered was my sister. This is like depressing for me, so like, don't come at me like majorly. Like, you can come at me, but like, don't be like, I'm just like a loner. Like, do not even expect me to be like, okay, whatever. I don't even know what I'm saying. Just ignore me. Okay. So this was from a week ago. Oh, okay. So a week ago, I posted, ask me a question about the presidential debate, and I'll answer, and it'll be on my podcast. And my sister said, is Trump losing? So at that time, Trump was at 213 or 214. So obvious, and Biden was at 268 or something, or 263, I'm not really sure. So Trump was losing. Trump did stay that way for about a week straight. So wait, let me see if like what the like we obviously know like yeah yeah Trump was losing, so yeah, that's all I have to say. Until I have to say for that, can't say anything much. I mean, like, hello. Okay. Yeah, Trump was losing at that time. But like, yeah, that's all I had to do. Like, okay. I hope you guys really enjoyed this episode. But I did, if you guys didn't know, I did post a podcast before this. It was like, it's called Elections Part 2, right? Elections Part 2. And then before that, I talked about my playlist songs and election talk. And I just wanted to address this. If you're listening on like a different platform than Anchor or Spotify, you cannot listen to the playlist songs and the Elections Part 1 talk, because it doesn't go on other platforms. It only goes on Spotify and Anchor, because the Anchor is where I posted it, and Spotify is where I listed like the playlist song at the end of the podcast. So I just wanted to address that. Like, that's important. So yeah. So if you guys didn't know, when there was the elections going on, obviously it's still happening around the world, and I think it's going on in the United States, but like, yeah. I did get sponsorships from other people other than Anchor. If you guys were listening to my podcast, you did hear me talk about Ballot Ready. I did not get paid for that sponsorship. I just want to be completely honest with everyone. So yeah, that's all I had to say. Cashback year. Ooh. Okay, sorry. Just looking at my money. Okay, I hope you guys enjoyed, and I'll see you guys I'm gonna edit this, and then I'll see you guys back. Bye. Hope you guys enjoyed.